Welcome once more after a break. We won't quite finish the chapter this time, but probably next week. And Molly was trying to remember, he liked me too, I remember, they all do. That's where, and I hope you have the passage and don't lose it, right? Then we start.
My God, yes. Wait, yes. Hold on. He was on the cards this morning when I laid out the deck. Union with a young stranger neither dark nor fair you met before. I thought it meant him, but he's no chicken, nor a stranger either. Besides, my face was turned the other way. What was the seventh card after that? The Ten of Spades for a journey by land. And then there was a letter on its way. And scandals, too. The Three Queens and the Eight of Diamonds for a rise in society. Yes, wait. It all came out. And two red eights for new garments. Look at that. Didn't I dream something too? Yes, there was something about poetry in it. I hope he hasn't long greasy hair hanging into his eyes or standing up like a red Indian. What do they go about like that for? Only getting themselves and their poetry laughed at. I always liked poetry when I was a girl. First I thought he was a poet, like Byron, and not an ounce of it in his composition. I thought he was quite different. I wonder, is he too young? He's about, wait.
Good. Wait. There's this punctuation that's often done by wait or something. Like, oh, yes, wait, yes. Hold on. She's obviously reflecting. He was on the cards this morning when I lied out the deck. We may remember that Bloom saw her laying out deck when he left, and the cat was there. And this is what the laying out card means. They're detailed comments on that, and I'm not even sure the cards are always just have the same meaning. So we just assume she knows what it means. Union with a stranger, neither dark nor fair. You met before. I thought it meant him, but he's no chicken, nor a stranger either. Him is probably here boiling. And besides, my face was turned the other way. It seems your own card can turn to one or the other side. What was the seventh card after that? The Ten of Spades. Or a journey by land. That's what they're doing. Then there was a letter on its way, and scandals too. The Three Queens and the Eight of Diamonds. There may, for all I know, also some numerological message here. Right, for a rise in society. That would be true if they go to Belfast and she sings for the best circles. Yes, wait. It all came out, and three red eights for new garments. Look at that. And didn't I dream something too? Yes. All the main characters had dreams and don't remember them or only very dimly. Dream something new, yes. There was something about poetry in it. I hope he, and the he is probably here, Stephen Dedalus, Bloom thought might come to the house and give Italian lessons and take singing lessons. I hope he hasn't long greasy hair. Maybe that's what poets had at the time. Hanging into his eyes. I think Yeats sometimes had a lock of hair into his eyes. Or standing up like a red Indian, you know, some have the hair up. What do they get about like that for? Only get themselves and their poetry laughed at. I always liked poetry when I was a girl. Thus, I thought he, Bloom, was a poet like Lord Byron, because Bloom, we know, likes Byron, quotes for him, and for a time it seems Morley thought he looked like Lord Byron. Of course, Lord Byron's lyrics are easy to read, and not an ounce of it in his composition. I thought he was quite different. That's again Stevenson thinking out. I wonder, is he too young? He's about, wait, and then we read the next.
Young, he's about, wait, 88 I was married, 88, Millie is 15 yesterday, 89, what age was he then at Dylan's? 5 or 6 about, 88, I suppose he's 20 or more, I'm not too old for him if he's 23 or 24. I hope he's not that stuck-up university student sort. No. Otherwise he wouldn't go sitting down in the old kitchen with him, taking Epps's cocoa and talking. Of course he pretended to understand it all. Probably he told him he was out of Trinity College. He's very young to be a professor. I hope he's not a professor like Goodwin was. He was a patent professor, John Jemison. They all write about some woman in their poetry. Well, I suppose you won't find many like me. Where softly sighs of love the light guitar. Our poetry is in the air. The blue sea and the moon shining so beautifully. Coming back in the night boat from Tarifa, the lighthouse at Europa Point. The guitar that fellow played was so expressive. Will I never go back there again? All new faces. Two glancing eyes, a lashes healed. I'll sing that from. They're my eyes, if he's anything of a poet. Two eyes as darkly bright as love's own star. And those beautiful words, as love's young star. It'll be a change, the Lord knows, to have an intelligent person to talk to about yourself, not always listening to him. And Billy Prescott's ad, and Key's ad, and Tom the Devil's ad. And if anything goes wrong in their business, we have to suffer. I'm sure he's very distinguished. I'd like to meet a man like that.
So, wait. She's now remembering. 88, I was married, and she remembers that well. 88. Millie is 15 yesterday. 89. She was born. What age was he, Stephen, because the families met long ago, what age was he then at Dylan's, where they had these garden parties at Dylan's, 5 or 6? About 88. And in 88, Stephen would have been 6, if Stephen has the age that Joyce has. I suppose he's 20 or more. We know he's 22. I'm not too old for him. Now, she imagined a kind of an affair with a student and poet in her imagination. If he's 23 or 24, I hope he's not that stuck-up university student sort. No. Otherwise, he wouldn't go sitting down in the old kitchen with him, with Bloom, taking Epps's cocoa, that Bloom must have told that, and talking. Of course, he, Bloom, pretended to understand it all, and that's what we find true. Bloom didn't always follow Stephen. Nobody follows Stephen, who can be very unhelpful. But Bloom sometimes did, in fact, act as though he followed. Probably he told him he was out of Trinity College. Stephen told Bloom that he was out of Trinity College. Now, of course, Stephen, being a Catholic or lower class, would not be able to go to Trinity College, which is strictly upper class, And we have a story that when Joyce's son, Giorgio, was in Dublin in 1967, I believe, somebody took him to the library, and George's wife, who had no idea about Ireland, asked him what the building was, and Joyce said, "That's where my father went to college." That's always good for a laugh in Dublin, because there's no way in which he could have done. And it also shows that Joyce's father took absolutely no interest in what his father wrote. He's very young to be professor. Remember, Bloom referred to the professor when he rescued him. But of course, Stephen is not the professor. He has done some schooling, and he has no academic profession. I hope he's not the professor like Goodwin was. Goodwin was the old music teacher. He was a potent professor of John Jameson. John Jameson is one of the best known classical whiskers of Ireland, still going strong, professor of John Jameson. They all poets write about some woman in their poetry. Well, I suppose he, Stephen, won't find many like me. And then she remembers a song, "Where softly sighs the love of the light guitar." They have traced this from a song. "Where poetry is in the air, the blue sea, and the moon shining so beautifully." Coming back on the night boat from Tarifa, that's a Spanish city opposite from or near Gibraltar, where of course they somewhere went, the night boat from Tarifa, the lighthouse at Europa Point, this is the southernmost tip of Gibraltar, the guitar that fellow played was still expressive. "Will I ever go back there again?" she thinks, unlikely of course. "All new faces." And then again, a line from the song, "Two glancing eyes, a lattice hid." And from the lattice, you can see it's a Spanish song where women look through lattices. I'll sing that for him. "There are my eyes." If he's anything of a poet, in a moment, I'm sure it'll be grand. If I can only get in with a handsome young poet at my age, I'll throw them the first thing in the morning till I see if the wish card comes out. Or I'll try pairing the lady herself and see if he comes out. I'll read and study all I can find and learn a bit off by heart. She wants to sort of educate herself for that poet. Now, in the whole book, by the way, Molly Bloom and Stephen never met. They met when Stephen was very young. "If I knew who he likes, so he won't think me stupid. If he thinks all women are the same, and I could teach him the other part, that could be music or a kind of seduction. I'll make him feel all over him till he half faints under me. Then he'll write about me, lover and mistress, publicity too, with our two photographs in all the papers. There would be a scandal, of course, and that would, of course, make her known and famous when he becomes famous. Oh, but then What am I going to do about him, though? I think him here is Boylan. Oh. And then we come to the last one of it.
Fritz, ich glaube, du hast jetzt ein falsches Dokument gehabt. Gell?
Bitte?
Du hast jetzt, glaube ich, ein anderes, du warst jetzt auf der falschen Seite.
War ich?
Ja.
Wo sollte ich sein?
Wir sind jetzt im Buch, würden wir jetzt weitergehen bei Zeile...
Wie geht's weiter?
Im Buch werden wir bei Zeile 1345.
Wie heißt die Zeile?
I'd like to meet a man like God. Kurz oben drüber ist Tom the Devils.
Wie geht's weiter?
Also weiter geht's jetzt bei Got Not Those Other Rock Besides.
Ja, no way of that. Ich finde es auf keinen Fall. Ich muss auch zu meiner Entschuldigung sagen, ich verliere langsam mein Gedächtnis. Nicht lustig. Dann einfach lesen. Dann.
Mache ich mal das Audio-File weiter.
Hm? Ja, ja.
Mhm. Okay.
The man like that, gosh, not those other rock. Besides, he's young. Those fine young men I could see down in Margate Strand bathing place on the side of the rock, standing up in the sun, naked like a god or something, and then plunging into the sea with them. Why aren't all men like that? There'd be some consolation for a woman like that lovely little statue he bought. I could look at him all day long, curly head, and his shoulders, his finger up for you to listen. There's real beauty and poetry for you. I often felt I wanted to kiss him all over. Also his lovely young cock. There, so simply, I wouldn't mind taking him in my mouth if nobody was looking. As if it was asking you to suck it, so clean and white he looked. With his boyish face, I would too in half a minute. Even if some of it went down, what? It's only like gruel or the dew. There's no danger. Besides... He'd be so clean compared to those pigs of men, I suppose, never dream of washing it from one year's end to the other, the most of them. Only that's what gives the women the moustaches. I'm sure it'll be grand. If I can only get in with a handsome young poet at my age, I'll throw them the first thing in the morning till I see if the wish card comes out. Or I'll try pairing the lady herself and see if he comes out. I'll read and study all I can find, or learn a bit off by heart. If I knew who he likes, so he won't think me stupid. If he thinks all women are the same, and I can teach him the other part, I'll make him feel all over him till he half faints under me. Then he'll write about me, lover and mistress, publicly too, with our two photographs in all the papers when he becomes famous. Oh, but then what am I going to do about him, though? Wait. My God, yes. Wait, yes.
Ja, ich finde, wir haben es geübt miteinander übrigens, aber ist alles weg. Ich verstehe nichts mehr.
Fritz, warte schnell. Jetzt fängt der neue Abschnitt an. No, that's no way for him.
Ah ja, jetzt fängt es an.
Jetzt fängt der Abschnitt
gut,
an.
Gut, da mache ich von da an, das habe ich jetzt. Aber das vorher, tut mir leid, ich habe es nicht. Das ist alles, wie gesagt, alles weg. Aber das habe ich jetzt.
Okay, dann spiele ich ab dort jetzt los.
Dann machen wir jetzt das, ja.
No. That's no way for him. He has no manners, nor no refinement, nor no nothing in his nature. Something's behind like that on my bottom because I didn't call him Hugh, the ignoramus that doesn't know poetry from a cabbage. That's what you get for not keeping them in their proper place. Pulling off his shoes and trousers there on the chair before me, so barefaced, without even asking permission, and standing out that vulgar way in that half of a shirt they wear to be admired, like a priest or a butcher. But those old hypocrites in the time of Julius Caesar, of course. He's right enough in his way to pass the time as a joke. She might as well be in bed with what? With a lion. God, I'm sure he'd have something better to say for himself, an old lion would. Oh, well, I suppose it's because they were so plump and tempting in my short petticoat. He couldn't resist. They excite myself sometimes. It's well for men, all the amount of pleasure they get off a woman's body. They're so round and white for them always. I wished I was one myself for a change, just to try with that thing they have, swelling up on you so hard and at the same time so soft when you touch it. My Uncle John has a thing long, I heard those corner boys saying, passing the corner of Marrowbone Lane. My Aunt Mary has a thing hairy. Because it was dark and they knew a girl was passing. It didn't make me blush. Why should it either? It's only nature. And he puts his thing long into my Aunt Mary's hairy, etc. And it turns out to be he was a handle in a sweeping brush. Man again.
I think we stop here, huh? And then go in. No, so that's the last round, the eighth. And it begins very negative, and you see, I say that because you all know it ends in a crescendo of yeses. So, no, that's no way for him. He has no manners nor no refinement with that repetition of negatives, nor no nothing in his nature, Boylan, slapping us behind like that on my bottom, because I didn't call him you, the ignoramus. The ignoramus is somebody who doesn't know anything. And it looks like a male noun, but it is actually a verb, and it means we don't know anything. And I think it's quite typical that the last movement has this ignoramus we don't know. And one thing the book shows us, though we know a lot, there's also a lot we don't know and don't understand. Ignoramus. That doesn't know poetry from a cabbage. That's what you get for not keeping them in a proper place. Pulling off his shoes and trousers there on the chair before me, so barefaced, though barefaced is not the right word, without even asking permission and standing out in that vulgar way in the half of a shirt they wear. That's probably the shirt doesn't go down to the knees. They were to be admired like a priest or a butcher. I don't see why butchers are should be. But, or those old hypocrites in the time of Julius Caesar. Obviously she gets here the wrong word and I don't really know what she's thinking of. These old hypocrites. Obviously there are statues of Roman emperors and things like that. But hypocrite is a strange word. Of course, he's right enough in his way to pass the time as a joke. Boiler. Sure, you might as well in bed with a lion. God. I'm sure he'd have something better to say for himself. Any old lion would. Now, this would be Boylan, and don't forget, Bloom is called Leopold, that has a wrong lion. This is not the Latin word, but Leo happens to be lion, so there's that around too. It's an old lion would. Oh, well, I suppose it's because Leia, and obviously she talks here about her breasts, so plump and tempting. Though the legs in my short petticoat, he couldn't resist. They excite myself sometimes. It's well for men, all the amount of pleasure they get off a woman's body. We are so round and white for them, always. I wish I was one man myself for a change, just to try. With that thing they have swelling up on you so hard and at the same time so soft when you touch it. My Uncle John has a thing wrong, so his children. I heard those corner boys saying, passing the corner of Marble Lane, my Aunt Mary had a thing hairy, because it was dark, and they knew a girl was passing. It didn't make me blush. Why should it, either? It's only nature. And he, that's the song, puts his thing long into Aunt Mary's hairy, etc. And that's one of these leading you down the wrong way. And it turns out to be you put the handle in a sweeping brush. You put that in a sweeping brush. So it is not anything erotic. It's just a household thing. Man again all over. Oh yeah, that's where we listen again.
And all over. They can pick and choose what they please, a married woman or a fast widow or a girl for their different tastes. Like those houses round behind Irish Street. No, but we're to be always chained up. They're not going to be chaining me up, no damn fear, once I start, I tell you, for stupid husband's jealousy. Why can't we all remain friends over it instead of quarrelling? Her husband found it out, what they did together. Well, naturally. And if he did, can he undo it? He's Coronado anyway, whatever he does. And then he going to the other mad extreme about the wife and fair tyrant. Of course the man never even casts a second thought on the husband or wife either. It's the woman he wants, and he gets her. What else were we given all those desires for, I'd like to know? I can't help it if I'm still young, can I? It's a wonder I'm not an old shriveled hag before my time, living with him so cold, never embracing me, except sometimes when he's asleep, the wrong end of me, not knowing, I suppose, who he has. Any man that'd kiss a woman's bottom, I'd throw my hat at him. After that, he'd kiss anything. Unnatural, for we haven't one atom of any kind of expression in us. All of us the same, two lumps of lard. Before ever I do that to a man.
No, that is poo. Men again all over. They can pick and choose whatever they please, she thinks at least. A married woman or a fast widow or a girl for their different tastes. Like those houses round behind Irish Street. No. But we are to be always chained up. They're not going to be chaining me up. No damn fear. And we can see that for her time and for her surroundings. Molly Bloom is quite a relatively emancipated woman. Not emancipated according to the requirements of feminism nowadays, but she is different. No damn fear. Did you? No damn fear. Once I start, I tell you, for their stupid husband's jealousy, why can't we all remain friends over it? Instead of quarreling. And then what do you get in the paper? Her husband found it out, what they did together. Well, naturally. And if he did, can you undo it? He's Coronado, anyway, and that must be the Spanish for gehörnt, horned. El Coronado, anyway. It could also mean crowned. Mm-hmm. But it means that whatever he does. And then he going to the other mad extreme about the wife and fair tyrants. And that's a play they saw, Bloom, together, where somebody in the audience was very upset. Of course, the man never even casts a second thought on the husband or wife either. It's the woman he wants, and he gets her. What else were we given all those desires for? I'd like to know. I can't help it if I'm young still, can I? It's a wonder I'm not an old shriveled hag before my time, living with him, so cold, never embracing me, except sometime when he's asleep, the wrong end of me, you know, that this brute sleep upside down and reverse, not knowing, I suppose, who he has. A man that kissed a woman's bottom, and you know, Bloom did that, I'd throw my hat at him. After that, he kissed anything unnatural, where I hadn't one atom of any kind of expression in that. The backside is not particularly sensitive, all of us. The same two lumps of lard. Before I'd ever do that to a man, food.
The dirty brutes, the mere thought is enough. I kiss the feet of your senorita. There's some sense in that. Didn't he kiss our hall door? Yes, he did. What a madman. Nobody understands his cracked ideas but me. Still, of course, a woman wants to be embraced 20 times a day, almost to make her look young. No matter by who, so long as to be in love or loved by somebody. If the fellow you want isn't there, sometimes by the Lord God, I was thinking, would I go around by the quays there some dark evening where nobody'd know me and pick up a sailor off the sea that'll be hot on for it, not care a pin whose I was, only do it off up in a gate somewhere. Or one of those wild-looking gypsies in Rathfarnham had their camp pitched near the Bloomfield Laundry to try and steal our things if they could. I only said mine there a few times for the name, Model Laundry, sending me back over and over some old one's old stockings. That blackguard-looking fellow with the fine eyes peeling a switch attacked me in the dark and ride me up against the wall without a word or a murderer, anybody. What they do themselves, the fine gentlemen in their silk hats. That K.C. lives up somewhere this way, coming out of Hardwick Lane the night he gave us the fish supper on account of winning over the boxing match. Of course, it was for me he gave it. I knew him by his gaiters and the walk, and when I turned around a minute after, just to see, there was a woman, after coming out of it too. Some filthy prostitute. Then he goes home to his wife after that. Only I suppose the half of those sailors are rotten again with disease.
Food. The dirty brutes. The mere thought is enough. I kiss the feet of you, senorita. That is what they would say in Spain. Kissing the feet and not the bottom. Not that I think that they actually do it. There's some sense in that. Didn't he kiss our hall door? Yes, he did. And that is a Jewish custom, I think. When you move into a house, and then you kiss the hall door. Yes, he did. What a madman. Nobody understands his crooked ideas but me. Of course, it was for me he gave it the dinner. I knew him by his gaiters. Gaiters were covers of the shoes from Russian that they were in fashion long ago. And the walk. And when I turned around a minute after, just to see, there was a woman after coming out of it too. Some filthy prostitute. Then he goes home to his wife after that. Only, I suppose, the half of those sailors are rotten again with disease. There was a lot of disease. Oh.
Oh, move over your big carcass out of that for the love of Mike. Listen to him. The winds that waft my sighs to thee, so well he may sleep and sigh. The great suggester Don Poldo de la Flora, if he knew how he came out on the cards this morning, he'd have something to sigh for. An orc man in some perplexity, between two sevens too, in prison. For Lord knows what he does that I don't know, and I'm to be slouching around down in the kitchen to get his lordship his breakfast, while he's rolled up like a mummy. Will I indeed? Did you ever see me running? I'd just like to see myself at it. Show them attention and they treat you like dirt. I don't care what anybody says. It'd be much better for the world to be governed by the women in it. You wouldn't see women going and killing one another and slaughtering. When do you ever see women rolling around drunk like they do, or gambling every penny they have and losing it on horses? Yes, because a woman, whatever she does, she knows where to stop. So they wouldn't be in the world at all only for us. They don't know what it is to be a woman and a mother, how could they? Where would they all of them be if they hadn't all a mother to look after them, what I never had? That's why I suppose he's running wild now, out at night away from his books and studies and not living at home, on account of the usual rowy house, I suppose. Well, it's a poor case that those that have a fine son like that, they're not satisfied, and I none. Was he not able to make one? It wasn't my fault we came together. When I was watching the two dogs, up in her, behind, in the middle of the naked street, that disheartened me altogether. I suppose I oughtn't to have buried him in that little woolly jacket I knitted, crying as I was. I'd give it to some poor child, but I knew well I'd never have another. Our first death, too, it was. We were never the same since.
Good. I again mixed it up and all of that. Where were we? Yeah. I kicked ideas, and then nobody said cracked ideas but me, and then it should go on still, of course. Sorry for the mix-up. Still, of course, a woman wants to be embraced 20 times a day, almost, to make her look young, by no matter by who, so long as to be in love or loved by somebody. If the fellow you want isn't there, sometimes, by the Lord God, I was thinking, I would go around by his keys. There, some dark evening where nobody's around, nobody'd know me, and pick up a sailor off the sea that'd be hot on for it, and not care a pin whose I was. Only do it up in a gate somewhere. Or one of those wild-looking gypsies in Rathfarnham had their camp pitched near the Bloomfield Laundry. That would be on the outskirts of the city. There would be gypsies. And gypsies always had a bad reputation that they would steal. They had their camp pitched near the Bloomfield Laundry, which is a bit outside, to try and steal our things if they could. I only sent mine there a few times for the name, Model's Laundry. It was called Bloomfield's Laundry. Model Laundries, sending me back over and over some old ones, odd stockings. That blackguard looking fellow with the fine eyes, peeling a switch, attack me in the dark and ride me up against the wall without a word, or a murderer, anybody. What they do themselves, the fine gentlemen in their silk hats, that KC, that's the King's Council, and that is the highest degree that a lawyer can attain, King's Council, lives up somewhere this way, coming out of Hardwick Lane. The night he, Boylan, gave us a fish supper on account of winning over the boxing match, And we heard long ago that there was a boxing match that Boylan managed, and he made some money and invited the Blooms. He still invited both. We don't really know how the relation between the Blooms and Boylan, how it began. It is never quite clear. Over the boxing match. Of course, it was for me he gave it. I knew him by his gaiters. I say the gaiters that are covering the shoes and the walk. And when I turned round a minute after, just to see there was a woman after coming out of it too, some filthy prostitute. Then he goes home to his wife after that. Only, I suppose, the half of those sailors are rotten again with disease. And you see that her thoughts are not logically ordered. She thought of going out and meet a sailor, and then something else comes, and then she comes back and says, sailors may not be a good idea. Now we have another run. Oh.
Fritz, ich glaube, du warst wieder an der falschen Stelle.
Ah, das glaube ich.
Da war ich falsch.
Was kommt jetzt?
Wir wollten eigentlich jetzt Stopp machen.
Ja, ich mache einen Stopp.
Okay, wir wollten jetzt aufhören, damit wir nächste Woche noch was haben.
Aha, ja, ich glaube, da machen wir noch fertig jetzt, ja, wenn es geht. Hm? Kannst du einfach...
Aber ich glaube, du warst jetzt wieder an einer anderen Stelle, oder habe ich das falsch verstanden?
Rotten with disease ist mal, und dann kommt oh, move over.
Also es geht jetzt weiter mit oh, I'm not going to think myself.
Oh, move over haben wir gehört ab Band, aber wir haben es noch nicht gehört von Fritz.
Genau, das war das Letzte. Das haben wir gehört, aber noch nicht von dir, genau.
Genau.
Oh, move over.
Das haben wir schon gehört.
Das haben wir gehört.
Genau, das haben wir noch gehört. Das müsstest du noch erläutern.
Ja, also oh, move over. Okay. Oh, move over, you big carcass. For the love of Mike. Listen to him. The winds that waft my sighs to thee. That's a song, as you can see. The great Sir Gestor, and then she gives him a Spanish noble name, Don Baldo de la Flora. If he knew how he came out on the cards this morning, he'd have something to sigh for. A dark man in some perplexity, between two sevens, too, the card. In prison, for Lord knows what he does, that I don't know. And I'm to be slouching around down in the kitchen to get his lordship his breakfast. As we said, she understands that he asked for his breakfast. While he's rolled up like a mummy, will I? And we don't really know if she will serve the breakfast. Indeed, did you ever see me running? I just like to see myself at it, show them attention. And they treat you like dirt. I don't care what anybody says. It would be much better for the world to be governed by the women in it. You wouldn't see women going and killing one another and slaughtering. When do you ever see women rolling around drunk like they do, or gambling every penny they have, or losing it on water? Yes. Because a woman, whatever she does, she knows where to stop, which is quite nice in this particular chapter. Sure, they wouldn't be in the world at all only for us. They don't know what it is to be a woman. Though Bloom has fairly good understanding. And the mother, how could they? Where would all of them be if they hadn't had all a mother to look after them? What I never had. So we don't know much about her background. That's why I suppose he's running wild out at night, away from his book and studies. That's again Stephen. And not living at home on account of the usual row at home. Well, I suppose Well, it's a poor case that those that have a fine son like that, they're not satisfied. So he means the Dedalus family. Stephen Dedalus is a fine son, and yet he doesn't quite get on with his father. And I know, was he, Bloom, not able to make one? It wasn't my fault. We came together when I was watching the two dogs up in it. And Bloom remembers that too, in the death chapter, that Rudy may have been conceived when they saw two dogs copulating. When I was watching the two dogs up in her, behind in the middle of the naked street, that disheartened me altogether. I suppose I oughtn't to have buried him in that little woolly jacket I knitted, crying as I was, but give it to some poor child. But I knew well I'd never have another. Our first death to it was. We were never the same since. And then...
Oh, I'm not going to think myself into the glooms about that anymore. I wonder why he wouldn't stay the night. I felt all the time it was somebody strange he brought in instead of roving around the city meeting God knows who, night walkers and pickpockets. His poor mother wouldn't like that if she was alive, ruining himself for life, perhaps. Still, it's a lovely hour. So silent. I used to love coming home after dances, the air of the night. They have friends they can talk to. We've none. Either he wants what he won't get, or it's some woman ready to stick her knife in you. I hate that in women. No wonder they treat us the way they do. We're a dreadful lot of bitches. I suppose it's all the troubles we have making us so snappy. I'm not like that. He could easily have slept in there on the sofa in the other room. I suppose he was shy as a boy. He being so young, hardly 20, of me in the next room, he'd have heard me on the chamber. Arrowed harm. Dedalus, I wonder, it's like those names in Gibraltar.
Yeah, I have to stop here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Yeah, again, I've lost the passage. Talk about his poor mother wouldn't like that, if she can find that, if she was alive. Ruining himself for life, perhaps. Still, it's a lovely hour, so silent. I used to love coming home after dances, the air of the night. They have friends they can talk to. We have none. Either he wants what he won't get, or it's some woman ready to stick her knife in you. I hate that in women. No wonder they treat us the way they do. We are a dreadful lot of bitches. I suppose it's all the troubles we have makes us so snappy. I'm not like that. He, Stephen, could easily have slept there in her on the sofa in the other room. I suppose he was as shy as a boy, he being so young, hardly 20, he's 22. Of me in the next room, he'd have heard me on the chamber. Oh, what harm. Yeah, that's when my text gives up, and that's where we have to stop. And it's my negligent, I had it out with Silke, but I just don't remember anything. So I'm sorry, we just have force majeure to stop and finish it, perhaps very shortly, next time then. Sorry.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.